got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get rolling on this midweek Wednesday edition of Sports Daily. Good to have you with us. Wouldn't be another day without Antonio Brown in the news. And as Shane joins from the other side of the aisle, I guess that's where we start. Man, oh, man. Look, it's an allegation of rape and sexual assault, which in and of itself is pretty abhorrent stuff. We'll see how it plays out. But can this guy just figure out a way to get out of his own way and spend a day not in the headlines, for goodness sakes?
Is it possible for him to sign with two teams in 1 year and not play for either one of them?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
very, very possible, I think, now.
Are we over 50-50 on whether he doesn't play a down for the Patriots? Or, I mean, you know, the Patriots have had a reputation for many things, one of them being kind of a safe haven for lost souls. You know, the Randy Moss thing is the most famous, the most highly publicized, that he was, from the Raiders, a malcontent. And, then he went to the Patriots, apparently behaved, and scored 23 touchdowns or something.
Corey Dillon. There's been a few guys
some that didn't work, though, either. And, Belichick cut the cord pretty quick. Not as high profile players, certainly, as Moss and Brown. But would it be a gutsy move to move on from him already if the allegations are true, or even if they're not? Just because they don't want the additional noise? They had to have known they were going to get a fair amount of baggage even before the rape allegations. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that they didn't know before they signed him.
Well, that's every indication leads one to think that, based on just what I've heard, read, et cetera, what is being reported, that the Patriots were not aware of it, and it took them by surprise. But we'll see.
Well, and now the question is, the most immediate question, is he going to be at practice today? I have a hard time believing he would be, but if you want to take the Patriots' side in this, he's innocent until proven guilty. But also, don't you maybe want to wait until all the information, I should say, not facts necessarily. Maybe wait till it all comes out and then make a decision? Because we are in the regular season. I mean, games are slipping away. Days are slipping away a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, a lot will depend on how the commissioner's office reacts to this, I suppose. But, I don't know.
If people hadn't heard, let's lay it out for the people if they haven't heard. This is not breaking news, but kind of. Antonio Brown has been accused of sexually assaulting his former trainer, according to a lawsuit filed on Tuesday in the Southern District of Florida. The first alleged incident came in 2017. I won't get into all the details, but Taylor said that Brown exposed himself and kissed her without consent in one of his Pittsburgh area homes. And then in May of 2018, after a night out in Miami, Taylor said she went back to Brown's home in Miami to use the bathroom and grab some food, and the receiver forced her down onto a bed, pushed her face into the mattress, and forcibly raped her. This is according to a story on ESPN.com. Brown's lawyer said that there was a consensual personal relationship. Any sexual interaction with Brown and her was entirely consensual. They met at Central Michigan, then kind of fell out of touch for several years, and then reconnected in June of 2017, which, according to Taylor, took him no time at all to the aforementioned exposure and kissing of her without her consent. She thought, according to the lawsuit, that their relationship was brother-sister type and acted accordingly. She's seeking in excess of $75,000. On the other side of this, Antonio Brown and his team of lawyers or whatever said that she became angry when he wouldn't invest $1.6 million into a business project of hers, calling that a money grab.
Mm.
So this brings in just the ultimate definition of he said, she said. And even if it's settled out of court, to your point, Bruce, the commissioner has a big, big decision to make here, regardless of what happens in the courts. Because as we know, as we've known for a long time, the NFL doesn't have to have the amount of evidence that an attorney would need to press charges. We know what kind of hammer that Roger Goodell can swing regardless of legal outcome. So to your point, I don't know if we can go. I thought we were kind of done talking about him until he actually took the field, but we're not, and he hasn't even done that yet. So now we don't want to gloss over this because this is a really serious accusation. We're talking about sexual assault and rape. He denies everything, but this can't make even the Patriots, they can't be comfortable with this, especially when it was rumored to be, what, Antonio Brown's living with Tom Brady for a while? I mean,
well, that's what, yeah, Tom Brady says he invited him to hang out. And I mean, I don't know how this changes, the boys' bunking situations, mm-hmm. but, you know, we'll have to see how that plays. I don't know. How much more can we get from this guy? I go back to, I
don't know what changed over the years.
Here's what changed. Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin obviously was able to handle, I think that we are just, I'll bet you we will start to hear more of the stuff that maybe was going on in Pittsburgh that, because I'm with you. It's like, you know, Antonio Brown is doing, you know, Campbell's soup commercials.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes. Then the next thing we know, he's this incredible malcontent, alleged rapist. He's creating all of the worst kind of news that you never heard about in Pittsburgh. Maybe Mike Tomlin was, maybe that was the difference.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, it's hard to tell.
I don't know. But we never heard this kind of stuff about Antonio Brown. And in all truth, these latest allegations, as serious as they are, and correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, are the first ones of these of this kind of nature involving Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff with Antonio Brown has been knuckleheaded, self-serving,
yeah,
diva-esque,
true,
kind of bad teammate, sort of selfish,
yes,
stuff.
Correct. I would agree.
Right?
With that.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm trying to think. He hasn't crossed the line into breaking the law, this kind of thing. And right now, these are allegations against him made by another, obviously. And we'll see how the whole thing plays out. So your point is good. And yeah, when did this all happen? I don't know. It makes me wonder what kind of stuff was going on at Pittsburgh that maybe we just didn't hear about for whatever reason.
Well, apparently,
surely he didn't just flip the switch and all of a sudden become this very difficult to deal with personality.
Well, I mean, I say this quite a bit. We don't know any of these guys.
We
truly don't. But on the surface, for a long time, he just went out, did his job, scored a bunch of touchdowns, caught a bunch of receptions, ran for a bunch of yards, went to a bunch of Pro Bowls, and we really didn't see or hear of anything except, to your point, when he was eating soup for an endorsement.
Yeah.
That was it. And it was like, dang. Well, you ask when all this changed. It could have been, you know, the allegation of this sexual assault was in June of 2017, so a couple of years ago. And that's, I mean, the timeline's not exactly straight up, but, you know, after a year after that, you know, he skipped practice, missed a game in which the Steelers had to have to get into the to the playoffs, and he didn't show up all that week. And then Mike Tomlin said, no, you're not playing. And so eventually he works his way out of Pittsburgh and did a lot of self-centered, knuckleheaded stuff in Oakland and got himself traded from there. And one thing that we haven't really talked about or even walked out there is the conspiracy theorists that say he purposely wormed his way out of Oakland because he wanted to be in New England.
And that, well, that's the next big thing. Yeah, no question about it. That he orchestrated the whole thing. Right. And that will be the next that'll be the next thing that everyone's trying to get to the bottom of and have some degree of understanding about. Because it appears that there was some form of individual manipulation of the situation. I mean, at least on the surface.
Verbally getting into it with your GM and allegedly calling him a slur, that's a pretty good way to get released.
Pretty good, yeah. Sure it is.
You know, short of assaulting him, that's a pretty good way to get, in essence, kicked off the team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. And the Raiders, to their credit, all right, we're done with this. Plus, we're voiding your $29 million. Good for them, but bad for the rest of the league because now he's free to sign with whoever he wants, and within hours, he signs with the Patriots for a decent amount of guaranteed money. What, 10? And it could be up to 15 with incentives?
Up to 15, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure.
So, and that's a whole different matter. But, again, he's gone from being seen and not heard to he may be such a knucklehead that he can't get out of his own way and may not play it down with the Patriots. Here's
Did
one.
Did you know that?
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well,
no.
I was going to say, let's connect the dots and let's make huge leaps and say he doesn't play it down for the Patriots. Then who signs him? Then who takes a chance?
You know, well, I mean, the word was that the Browns and the Seahawks were both very interested in him in this last bit of wrangling. So we'll see. I mean, there's obviously there's interest because he's Antonio Brown and he is a generational talent. Maybe not generational, but he's
pretty close.
Pretty close. By the way, an aside, and I always, you know me, I love knowing where people come from, how they got there, this, that, and the other thing. Do you know that J.J. Watt and Antonio Brown for 1 year were teammates at Central Michigan?
I didn't know Watt went to Central Michigan at all. I was going to ask
for one year
if Brown went
for one
to Wisconsin.
Year. He was a tight end. He was a tight end by trade coming out of high school, went to Central Michigan, then transferred to Wisconsin when they were trying to make – I think the story goes they were trying to make him into an offensive tackle or an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
After his year at Central Michigan, he balked. Ended up walking on at Wisconsin. And then, of course, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Antonio Brown was an All-American at Central Michigan, I think 2 years, his junior and his senior season, and he was a punt returner. That's how he first kind of burst into my consciousness, mm-hmm. was as a punt returner. He was an All-American as a kick returner at Central Michigan, and he ran track, too, at Central Michigan. But how odd is it that two of the really great players in the NFL both at least spent time in the same place at the same time, and that same place was Central Michigan?
Yeah.
I mean, it's odd how things work out sometimes.
There's good players everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, Antonio Brown was, I think, a sixth round?
I think sixth.
Maybe a sixth round pick out of Central Michigan. It just goes to show you never know, but you're right, to your point. There are great players everywhere in all shapes and forms and places that might surprise you a little bit. I mean, you know, Jerry Rice went to Mississippi Valley State.
Right.
So, you know.
Steve McNair went to Alcorn State.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Mean Joe Green went to North Texas.
Kurt Warner.
I mean, so.
List goes on. Carson Wentz, who's in the league right now, is a North Dakota State kid, so.
Yeah, no question about it. Very interesting.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. We'll report back on it tomorrow if AB actually went to practice, where this goes. You would think that in seeking $75,000, that's kind of walking around money for Antonio Brown. So that would, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, this would kind of steer him down the path of settling out of court, because that's really not much money to him. But then again, I'm sure his lawyers are better than hers, you know, just judging this off of money alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could probably bully her into court if he really believes that there's not enough evidence to implicate him. So there's
And at the end of the day, and I don't mean to dismiss, I'm not, don't want to make this sound dismissive, $75,000. I remember when I looked at that last night, I thought, wow, just $75,000?
Mm-hmm.
Is this where we are in this day and age where you see a figure like that? And I'm, you know, obviously she feels strongly about this and wants justice, and that is her right. I just looked at the number and thought, well, maybe it's not all about the money here. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm getting myself down a cynical wormhole.
Well, I know what you're saying. And, you know, but my thing is, that's low enough to me. That's low enough to where if Brown wanted to make this end, he could settle and pay her an undisclosed amount, which would probably be around that much. But if he does, there's a little smoke and fire for Roger Goodell.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to come over the top and say, you settled out of court with this former trainer of yours accusing you of rape. So there's kind of not an implication. Now, that's not the word I'm looking for, but there's kind of why did you settle out of court if you didn't do it? And then that would bring in a suspension from the NFL, perhaps. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the joke is, if there's a suspension coming, it'll depend on whether or not Roger Goodell has Antonio Brown on his fantasy team. But because I don't know, Shane, I'm around this league a fair amount. I can't figure out how justice, quote unquote, is parceled out. I can't figure it. It's hard for me to know what the process is. I don't know. I don't feel like there's a ton of transparency. It does happen. I mean, guys get suspended. Some guys don't. Some guys do. Some guys get suspended for things that don't seem to be, in the grand scheme of things, in a relevant sense, mm-hmm. very important. Other guys are involved with things that seem to be pretty egregious and don't serve any time at all. I don't know how this thing will play out. My guess would be if the NFL does get a little room here to make a statement, I would imagine at this point, Antonio Brown is hurting the shield. You know what I mean?
I don't think
and it's not place. Like, and, yeah. And it's not like there aren't other guys that have besmirched the image of the shield. And so I get that. But this is just Antonio Brown stuff now is over the top. And I'm not saying it wasn't over the top before these latest allegations. I'm not saying that. It's been just over and over and over again, and it's nothing that is shining a good light on the NFL. It's all stuff that makes you say, huh? What is this guy doing? Why is he being allowed to do it? And I think that at some point, Roger Goodell, who's not a stupid guy, would step in and say, okay, wait a minute. And if he has the latitude, I think he probably would step in and do it. That would be my guess.
All right, we'll monitor that moving forward to see if AB's stuff continues off the field. Before we go to our next segment, we got KFH breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Team USA has lost to France in the FIBA World Cup in basketball, 89-79. That loss snaps a 58-game winning streak in international tournaments. So Team USA is no longer on the winner's side of the bracket.
You can't
France
send
wins.
You, yeah, with all due respect to Donovan Mitchell and Kemba Walker, and maybe there's a couple of other guys that I'm missing, you can't send middle-of-the-road NBA guys and expect to win international competitions anymore. There are too many teams, too many places where, by the way, I mean, when you look at Spain, go look at their roster. I mean, they're all NBA guys, for God's sakes. When you go look at Serbia, they're all NBA guys. I mean, you can't do it anymore. So if it's a big deal, if it's important, you better get better players and go win things and protect the honor of basketball in the United States, because those days are gone now. You can't win with Mason Plumlee, with all due respect to him, playing meaningful minutes for Team USA in an international competition. Sorry. Get over ourselves. Back in a minute.